This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The news, if you haven't heard it, the Eagles have hired their new offensive coordinator. That is Kevin Petullo, who was previously the pass game coordinator for the Eagles. Seems like Doug Nussmeier is going to become the offensive coordinator for the Saints, who was the QB coach here in Philadelphia. So we will continue to discuss that. We do have to do our newest update on the Eagles Insider of the Year.
Latest update.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Here we go. We're coming down to the final month as it will go through free agency week. We started the Eagles Insider of the Year when I started. So that is April of 24. So we want it to be a full year. So we'll go through free agency. Before we get to this year's power rankings, just so you know, we do have bounties out for news that will help you get to number one. Tier one, blockbuster trades or signings. Offensive coordinator would have been tier one. We will find out if that has a factor in Insider of the Year. Tier two, re-signings of players or coaches. Tier three, sourced trade rumors. It becomes tier two if it becomes true. And then tier four is anything else. So here we go. Number five, rap sheet. Ian Rappaport.
What did Rappaport do?
He was the first one to have Kellen Moore to New Orleans officially. So rap sheet coming in at number five.
All right.
Number four. Now, it hasn't become true yet, but we believe it will become true. Josina Anderson, Doug Nussmeier to New Orleans.
My Josina getting in there.
Yes.
Whoa. She's come a long way.
She sure has. From Alshon, right, being the Alshon leaker to this. Yep. Now, if you're a local Eagles reporter, you should be embarrassed that the first two Eagles Insider of the Year in the power rankings are national reporters.
Yeah, I am kind of embarrassed about it.
Do your job.
Oh, I'm not a reporter, though.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking to the...
I know.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just trying to be... I'm including myself with them.
Speaking of which, number three on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings... This is who broke the Eagles offensive coordinator story. It is the first appearance on Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. The Eagles.
The Eagles.
At Eagles. At Eagles broke the Kevin Petullo story. They couldn't give it to anyone. They didn't give it to Elliot. They didn't give it to...
Could have sent it to me.
Could have given it to Ike. Could have warmed him up over here.
Yeah, I would have taken it and rolled with it.
Didn't give it to anyone. Nope. So what an even bigger insult to all the local reporters that the Eagles are on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Yeah.
Still at number two, Elliot Shore Parks.
Oh, man, this dude.
He's been working hard.
Yeah.
I thought the cap stuff was very good.
He's working hard promoting himself.
Well, that's the problem. He's the Elliot Insider of the Year.
Yes.
soon to be, what's it called? General manager somewhere. And still at number one, where he's been for several weeks straight. It's his award to lose at this point.
Yeah.
Is Tim McManus.
McManus, yeah.
Now, McManus didn't have this today either. So, you know, this is really this is going to come down to free agency.
Yeah.
This is going to come down.
It's a lot of information there to sort of work through.
Yep. The Zach Bond signing will be one. If they sign someone else, if you report a blockbuster Myles Garrett trade, come on. That is big.
You know, and you don't mean suggesting a Myles Garrett trade.
No. Oh. We've all suggested. Suggested a 2 Myles Garrett.
I was going to say, that should count for something. We actually suggested it to him.
Yeah.
I was a part of that.
Now, I did mention there is one person who is banished from the list.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you kick
entirely
off?
Now, I have to get his tweet. I was trying to get his tweet exactly as he wrote it. Hold on. I don't have it. So, unfortunately, he has been on the power rankings before. That is one Jason Dumas of 6ABC.
Oh.
Who reported that there would be an announcement during Brandon Graham's speech at the parade. There was no announcement.
No announcement.
Now, he was called on it, and he said BG decided to pivot. Now, I don't necessarily...
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, I don't necessarily... I guess if we could get confirmation from BG that he planned an announcement and decided to pivot,
right.
I would release the ban from Jason. And I don't doubt that Jason had information that at the time was legitimate. But you can't say that Brandon Graham is essentially going to announce either he's retiring or coming back for one more year hours before the parade, and then BG gets up there and does nothing. I'm sorry, Jason, you cannot win this award.
So let me ask you this. Did he tweet that out?
He did.
So the tweet appears to have been deleted, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Really?
But the Eagles must have seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine.
They had to have.
Yeah,
yes.
I would imagine they saw it. And because I'm trying to say to myself, well, why would BG change his mind?
Right.
If that's what he was going to do,
right.
According to Jason Dumas.
Yes. Maybe he tells Jason. Jason tweets it. The Eagles go, what the hell is this?
Right.
Brandon, are you going to do this? He says, I was going to do it. They go, oh, no, you're not.
Or just simply say, well, if this is how you're feeling, this isn't the time to do it.
Not at the parade. Don't make it about you.
That would become the story.
Right. Yes, it would become
the
biggest story.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Should Jason Dumas be standing on business and leave his tweet up? What do you feel about the deleted tweet?
Oh, man. See, he's not used to breaking news.
Well, he broke Sixers news.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in California, right?
Yeah. Jason's from Philly, but when he was working in San Francisco, occasionally he'd have some Sixers scoop.
Okay.
And I felt
I'm
like
not familiar with him, so
okay. He's a good. And by the way, like I know Jason. I'm not saying Jason's a bad reporter. I think Jason does good work, but this, unless it comes out at some point, and it could if Brandon eventually announces his retirement.
So I would say this. That's not banning, but he's on probation.
Really?
Because if Brandon actually winds up doing it in a more formal setting, then maybe that's what it was that they didn't want it done then.
Then we're going to need, I feel like we need to get confirmation from Brandon.
I don't know if BG or whoever.
Maybe
what if Brandon confirms it after the final rankings?
Look, let me tell you this. Okay, let me set this up.
Okay.
If Brandon confirms that he was going to announce his retirement and that's where Jason got the information, but he changed his mind.
Right.
This could have Jason win the award.
Like retroactively?
Yeah, and Jason gets
pull
that
the award
story
from someone?
Yes. Yes.
Well, here's the thing you don't have to worry about. You said this goes until
free agency.
Right, so I mean, when are we planning on announcing you?
Maybe the week after free agency. That sounds about right.
But you know, free agency goes all off.
No. The week of free agency.
Okay.
So I think the
when
following
it opens,
week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It opens on the 12th, I think. So whatever that following Wednesday is.
So I'm just thinking when BG could
actually
have his
retire.
Own moment to where they go ahead and do it. I can't remember exactly when Jason wound up doing it last year. We can check and see when that was, because eventually he announced it. And I would imagine BG is in that same category with those guys.
For sure.
So they would want it to be a big deal, right? And the Eagles...
Kelce announced it March 4th of last year, so prior.
So right before free agency.
Interesting.
Could be. Could
but
be.
I'm saying, what if like BG goes on a podcast or goes on with the morning show like a month later was like, yeah, I was actually going to do it the day of the parade, but I chickened out.
Yep. Then right. then I'm saying then Jason gets credit. But at this point.
Retroactive credit.
Yes. Yeah. Retroactive credit.
Yeah.
But at this point, he
doesn't. I could see that happening.
I could see it
BG probably thought this would be a good, this is probably what he wanted to go ahead and do it at that moment. But the Eagles, they, you know, he's one of the franchise's greatest players. Like, they want to do this a certain way to make sure it's done properly to honor him.
Because either one of two things happens if he does it at the parade. One, it becomes the story.
It definitely becomes the story.
Or it gets lost. You know, because it's right. a Friday
no,
of a
right.
long
yeah,
weekend.
Right. Yeah, that's the
and,
other part.
And everybody's like, oh, yeah, also BG retired at the parade.
That's a good point.
You know, it one of two things happen.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know? Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you think the Eagles should have interviewed other candidates for offensive coordinator before hiring Kevin Petullo? 65.3% say yes.
Yeah.
There we go. 215-592-9494. Mm, there it goes. Jeff in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Jeff? Jeff. In Delaware.
Oh, Jeff.
I'm going to put Jeff on hold.
Jeff.
Joe and Monco, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How's everyone doing today? Ike and
Spike.
Spike, I'm so happy you guys got me on here. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Still Super Bowl drunk. I'm a little nervous about that, like you said, but at this point, let's just trust it and let's go with it. I mean, let's just go with it. Let's get into next year. I mean, I'm nervous about the Phillies, so all I'm looking forward to is next year right now. You know, I'm a little nervous about the Phillies not doing anything. That lineup scares me, but these Eagles, we have nothing to do but trust them right now.
So whatever decisions Howie makes this offseason, you're just going to trust it?
Now, listen, I was re-looking at the draft pick. I remember some draft picks that Howie made that I was like, what the heck happened? But at this point in time, let's just roll with it. You know, Howie proved himself. But there's some points where, I mean, remember when Minnesota laughed at us? Do you remember that?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, well,
That was Jalen Reagor.
Yes. Didn't work out.
Yeah.
How about this, Joe? Let's say free agency happens and you see the news comes out. Zach Bond has signed a 3-year, $42 million deal with the Miami Dolphins. They have a bunch of money. Zach Bond signed a 3-year, $42 million deal with the Washington Commanders. Are you just going to say how he won the Super Bowl? We should trust him?
Here's my point. We can't keep all four, right? We can't. This is my second time on the radio today with you guys. Oh. I think I'm quitting my job and just calling into you guys because I'm obsessed with it. I love you guys. It's my life. My kids love it. It's great. But
wow.
But here's my point to that is we can't keep all four. Am I right, Spike? Like, we can't keep
You're right.
All four.
Let's say all four walk. Are you trusting Howie there?
I'm so nervous about that. My biggest fear is, to be honest with you, I don't want to break that O-line up.
You want to keep Becton.
Like, Zach Bond, I mean... From everything I'm hearing from you guys are the experts. I rely on heavy what you guys say. I'm just a little diehard Philadelphia sports fan. But I trust what you guys say. Zach Vaughn seems like that's the one that's going to stay, you know.
My overall point here, Joe, is that you, are, as a fan, are permitted to say whatever the Eagles do. And if you love it, you love it. If you want to trust them, you trust them. But if in your gut, they do something that you don't feel right about, you are allowed to feel that way. You are, because they are not infallible. Yeah. They're not infallible. Howie's not infallible. He's a great GM. He's a Hall of Fame GM. He's made plenty of mistakes, like anybody in his position would. So it's just right to ask the questions is my point.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. But at this point, let's live it and let's go with it. Let's get us to next year. Hopefully, we're back in the bowl. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, fingers crossed.
There you go.
Would love to be back.
There you go. It's all positive energy.
He should have a conversation with Positive Kevin.
That dude was the least positive person we've talked to all day today.
That maybe all year. I actually do not believe. I think it's possible that Howie gets the pass this offseason, but I also think it's possible that he doesn't. And I do think there is a chance that if the fans see a player that they love walk out the door, and I don't think it's likely that Zach Bond walks out the door, but it only takes one team to overpay somebody.
Sure.
And the Eagles will have a number with every single one of these players where they say, you know what, nah. And that's what they have to be smart. They can't overpay. If somebody wants to overpay Zach Bond, they'll probably let somebody overpay
right.
him. But I do think there will be, I don't know that there will be one this offseason, but I do think that if there's a move that rubs people the wrong way, they will be willing to say, I know we won a Super Bowl, but that doesn't work for me. I don't think they might not go overboard. They might
right.
not be outraged.
Right.
But I've lived in this city for too long to think that we're just going to say, well, he won, so whatever he does, it must be right. Whatever
right.
he does must not be right.
No. Listen, this will wear off at some point, and fans will get back to being what comes natural for us as fans, which is, we're going to scrutinize every move that's made. And if we like it, we're going to celebrate it. If we don't like a move that's made, then people are going to criticize it. And I do believe Howie will probably be judged by the free agents on the team that he can keep versus let go. That'll probably be the biggest thing he's judged on this offseason. Like, the draft won't be as big.
Right. Yep.
We'll certainly be into it. Me and Rod were talking about this yesterday. You know, we're talking about doing the draft, and the Eagles don't pick the 32. Well, the last time this happened, they traded out a pick.
Yes, I remember
so,
that.
So, I mean, we can go through the first round and not have a pick at all. And nobody was upset when we traded out of the first round. It was like, oh, all right, we'll see what we get.
Yep.
We don't need anything.
Right, yeah.
There's Lombardi's down at the draft party, and no one cares. Yeah.
So, and this team is in much better shape than that team was.
Absolutely.
That team was on a bunch of one-year wonders and older players. We should have been worried about draft picks and everything. So, Howie can't get lost in this sauce of winning and lose sight of what made the team what it is, right? But the fans, I do believe, their first sort of foray back into being regular Eagles fans will be what happens with these free agents.
Do you think Vic Fangio has any influence over what Howie does with the players that are already on the team? And even into free agency, given...
I think he does.
What he was able to pick out of
this
team.
Yeah, put it this way. I think he should. So I'm assuming that he does. And the fact that he had an eye for some of these players that have been selected, and even the guys he brought in from as a free agent standpoint, starting with Zach Bond, that should give him some cachet as to at least have some say. Now, I don't think how we – see, the thing with Zach, I think we're going to be okay with Zach.
I think so, too.
Because Zach is a three-year, four-year at the most, and that's really just to spread the money out over a fourth year. But he's really going to be a guy that's on the hook for the next 2 years. And then if he's good, they'll have him under contract that third year already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know.
Because then he'll be, what, 30? It'll be around 30 or 31 then.
He's 28. He'll be 29 next year.
Next year, yeah.
Well, obviously, if he's 28. I think, to me, the reason to listen to Fangio is so you don't waste money. Because
I agree.
Because what I wonder is when they signed Bryce Huff, did Vic Fangio think that was a good signing? And if he didn't, then
it don't seem like it.
Then they wasted money. Now it might have been he thought he was good. He got him into camp, realized he wasn't. I don't know, or they didn't ask him. But my thought would be. It's not even about an ego thing. It's about what are we wasting money on? What are we spending money on?
Sure.
And if you had known ahead of time that Vic Fangio had watched Devin White and then watched Bryce Huff and thought to himself, I don't think those guys can do it. That's money that could have been spent elsewhere.
Sure.
And that's $17 million that is whatever for Bryce Huff next year that they might even have to pay to get off of from a draft pick. From a draft pick perspective, I just think if you're being a good GM and the guy's going to play whoever he wants anyway, you might as well ask him what he wants.
Yeah. I just get the sense that Bryce Huff was not
a Vic fan.
Because there's something about when coaches, especially for a guy you're about to invest $51 million in, whatever it was, with 31, 34 guaranteed to him, you had better be damn sure about this guy if a coach is recommending going to get that guy. He never played for Vic.
Right.
Right? So he hadn't played for Vic prior to this. And the fact that Vic didn't force him on the field, because that's what coaches will normally do, especially if it's a coordinator that vouch for a player or what have you. It's like, no, I'm going to figure out a way to make this work with this kid out here. We realized early that Vic Fangio... I mean, they asked him about the run, him playing the run, like the first week of training camp.
Oh, yeah, you said, we'll see. Something like that.
Like that. That's just not what you normally hear from somebody who staunchly believes in a player. So, and then Elliot making little comments that the coordinator won't even talk to him or this, like that stuff like that. Yeah, that doesn't seem like that's a Vic Fangio guy.
So the top five, Jack is not here. He's too busy blocking me on Twitter. But the top five of five comes up next. Buzz, do you want to give us a hint?
Kill.
Let's see if you can outdo Fran yesterday. Give us a hint as to what you have coming up?
We have a lot of good bits here at the station.
Yep.
Going to rank them.
Oh, top five bits. Yes.
Oh, you're going to rank the bits.
Interesting. This is a whole station thing? Or
it's
an
a whole station thing.
Well, this definitely takes me off the hook. Well, I'm not in charge of any bits.
Oh yeah, you're not a bitsman.
Yes, I'm with the team. But yes.
Yeah. All right. So that's coming up next. Speaking of bits, you know, you want your bits working.
I wonder how you were going to get this.
This is a good bit too.
I actually wasn't going to do that, but then I heard the word bits. Look, you want your bits and pieces performing at top capability.
Yeah, you do.
And dude, Blue Chew.
There you go.
Yes. Throw in a Blue Chew, you know?
Pop that bad boy in and chew it.
Yes. Here's the thing. You're a professional athlete. They test you for PEDs. Mm. They don't test you for PEDs in the bedroom.
You don't have to worry about this one.
Yes. We love Blue Chew because Blue Chew, look, if you got a little problem, Blue Chew helps you with your problem. There's nothing to be ashamed about, nothing to be bad about. Either like your lady or maybe your fella, I don't know. They're going to love you for it. Your partner's going to love you for it. Well, only guys can take it.
Right.
But, you know, Could eat the blue chew.
I'm trying to regroup here.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just saying.
Yes.
You know, your partner's going to want you to perform at top level.
Yes.
And blue chew helps you do that. Look, it's made in the USA, so it's cheaper.
Yep.
And they'll ship it directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all online.
That's the best part.
Yes. So
you ain't got to wait in line.
No. No wait in line at the pharmacy. Mm. Also, no weird conversations with your doctor. You don't want to be having conversations.
You need to call your name out over the intercom, like, pick up your order. Like, I don't need that.
You absolutely don't need that.
Blue chew for Icarus.
Yeah. And it's blue chew, right? Yeah. So you don't have to swallow a pill. You just, I've said, keep in your wallet. When it's time to go, when it's go time, you know, you pop in the blue chew. There you do.
Fast acting.
Yeah. So you go to BlueChew.com. Blue Chew has the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. So what you do is you go online, you meet with one of their licensed medical providers. Mm-hmm. It's real quick. Have done it. And then they send it to you, but they don't just send it to you. They send the first month free.
Free. Come on, man. Free.
You just try it.
Man, you get to work that thing out for free.
Just try it. You see the look in your wife's eye after, you know?
She's going to look at you like you are possessed.
Yes, in a good way. The best way. All right, so go to BlueChew.com, fill it all out, and then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it! Do it! Chew it!
I love that.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.